This is another pod blast from the White House Family Record.
Woo!
Tonight you've got foam and ocean.
What's going on?
Foamy ocean, comparison and contrast.
Short and long of it.
Two smartest from the White House Family Record. Popular and contemporary today.
Very accessible.
Very recyclable.
So what we're doing is pairing up two tracks.
One from each artist. Adam Foam and...
Casey Rock and Roll. We'll give you samplings of two songs that sound good together, but don't have any meaning yet.
It's a pairing.
Yeah.
In a sense. Like some people pair poetry and cheese, and we're going to pair...
Poetry and cheese. Hot dogs.
This part is getting cut out.
Yep. We're done here. What's up?
Can we smoke weed? Smoke weed? Smoke weed?
So do you have any papers?
No.
So the first tracks you're going to hear are...
Chesapeake Economy.
From Pump Your Concrete, Casey Rashtos' record.
Oh, word. The album.
And you're also going to hear Adam Foam's Brass and Tent.
Tenured?
Is that a word?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's from ARKMF. And 2007.
Out of print.
OOP.
But you can hear it on the internet.
Right at the Pod Blast Zone.
The screens rest their flat pixeled eyes on him every morning. He is 5 and a fistful of rocks, light collapsing somewhere beyond his irises. We play with the globe in the basement. It asks him locations of oceans and countries. When he turns away to play basketball, the globe repeats, "Can you find Africa? Can you find Africa?" Oh, baby Jamestown. The Wharton Cubs could have brought you down, but your rifles bellowed in all the red meadows. This is what it's come to. These suburbs from Powhatan's factions. All these houses are identical siblings and their cars the telltale birthmarks. This house cluttered with televisions and cleanliness, the cupboard of perfume, a bathroom for every bed in a 3-story duplicate mini-manse. My brother's hands are never empty. They penciled his birthday into their checkbooks. I used to sleep on a plastic-wrapped couch when I would visit my biological father in Roxbury Projects when he still lived with his mother. Tonight, he's probably filling the gas tank of his Escalade and thinking about the significance of keys. A Dutch ship accidentally landed at Jamestown and traded 20 negars with the English for supplies. The first Africans paying the ultimate cover charge to get into the world's best nightclub. The man half responsible for my birth calls me white girl. He is a black Republican who owns things for a living. His wife, Annie, won't let her 18-year-old son drive her Jaguar through the hood because Baltimore's murder rate is too high, but she owns property there, and someone's gotta manage it. One time I watched her yell, "Hood rat! Ghetto trash!" at a tenant from her throne in the Escalade like she wasn't embarrassed by her real hair, like she didn't used to throw down in Dorchester. Stepmoms, taxes drop bombs for freeways and malls. The chorus stands tall. It sings poverty. No, it don't bother me. Orlando, Thanksgiving. A hotel room filled with what would become 2 weeks' worth of leftovers if we were in Maryland, when the Caribbean woman who works for housekeeping knocks. Annie flung her index finger in the direction of what wasn't vacuumed the day before, offers the woman nothing but orders. That December, they spent $1,600 renting a tent for a Christmas party chiseled out of someone else's Bible pages. Montego Bay, Jamaica. My cousin's wedding. Sidewalk men flat-backed on cardboard over 100 degrees outside. The taxi is air-conditioned. Downtown, the fruit markets are bruised. Overripe. July. Carrington says, these people look like they're getting ready to die. Can you find Africa? I spend the week drinking heavily, staring at an unfamiliar ocean or watching James Bond, and wondering if I am guilty. Annie speaks in a Jamaican accent at Miss Ruth, our personal chef who lives on the resort full-time, and tells the old woman, we're black, we like to eat. Oh, I guess you are too. We're African-American. Tells her, we gonna take you back to America and have you cook at me house. 300 years back, there were black slaveholders nestled in the pockets of the South. No one much likes to talk about it, but they kept property too. I call the Escalade Bootstrap. He drives me to the airport while juggling two cell phones and pressing 80. Carrington is silent in the back seat, placated by the video screen hanging down. I want to ask about my grandfather, the one who was murdered for $4 and some change. He was a successful man who drank too much. The scenery flies by and thins out. I am silent. Where the trees go. Hey, where's the new world?
Listen to it.
So you just heard
Chesapeake Economy and Brass and Tenard
from The Roach Toes and the Foam.
Sweet. So this next song was written by a mermaid, and Chris McCarthy from the Woodrow Wilson plays the ukulele on it.
Yeah, and that's it's called $5.99 a pound.
Just like everything on Cape Cod.
Yep, and, you know, as another tune from Cape Cod, we have Adam Fome's Deep Seed Fisherman, also from the album ARKMF. So, stay tuned.
Buy an animal companion. Peyote buttons, $5.99 a pound.
Thank you. Doesn't work anymore.
So you just heard $5.99 a pound, also from Pump Your Concrete, Casey Rocheteau, and Deep Seed Fisherman, Adam Foam, from ARKMF. And up next, we have a track from Casey from
Pump Your Concrete as well. It's called The Cautionary Tale for Sylvia Plath.
And that's featuring Sharkitecture.
Yes, and also Kate Lee, who's a fantastic piano player.
And for a pairing, we're going to have Adam Foam with Shane Merbeck doing Hands Together from 2001 Dan Lewis Basement Recordings.
Deep cuts.
Deep, deep cuts tonight.
Stay tuned. Just say stay tuned every time.
Pass the bowl.
Make a
drag it down, he'll drag it down, he'll drag you down. Don't get into the oven with Satan. You can roast a squash, you can make fruit tarts, make pumpkin seeds dry out your weed. You can even make that tomato pie. Live to tell the
So here we are at Terroir Night at
The Apollo.
The Apollo. Stay tuned. You heard some tunes that blew your mind, and that's why you're continuing to listen to this podcast.
It's only going to get further out from here on in. It's really, it's a big accomplishment.
Don't blow it.
Don't blow it. This next track you're going to hear is a poem from the perspective of a radio. Boring!
Mockingbirds from Casey Rocheteau, an unreleased track just recorded in her Hyde Square apartment recently.
In my closet.
Yeah, and we also have from Adam Foam a surf tune from the Jimi Hendrix of tape recorders.
Recorded back in 1963.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is pre-Hendrix. Deep cuts from the foam dome.
I don't know how to make words. I've got traffic jams stuck in my teeth. Call me Mockingbird. I've got so many songs to tell you. My voice, it's only lightning humming. Just magnets. Just... I'm a dummy, and the whole world's a ventriloquist, but I've got a big mouth. The fingers punch destinations, the spin of a needle. They send me signals like half-finished love letters that rarely get to the point. I just wish I could dance. I rest my jaw on the dead night's truck driving, the low hum of information. And I'll rise right before the sun. I'm the scratch at the back of the throat, the ricochet of memory. They built me like a hand, scattering so many seeds, so please, don't speak about me like I'm too old to understand you. Let me tell you a secret. The alphabet has a sequel. I know they haven't taught you about it yet, but the spaces between words, they're just as important. There's so much potential between all the noises you cough up. You put your teeth to the microphone grates and say, shake lightning up out of your throat, and now glass poppies and platinum-edged sphinxes, snare, bass, wind chimes in windless places. Your grammar echoes endlessly. Every half-muttered bedroom promise bounces in a cat's cradle of forever waves across houses and forests, and still you need satellites and break rooms and long drives, and everybody knows that all of the towns have the same chain stores and the same disc jockey voice types. But scan the horizon. Strain your eyes against the broadly casted fields, and you'll find me. I'm the one who glumshucked into your grandparents' houses and told them about Pearl Harbor. And I'll keep refracting audio prisms across the dashboard of your consciousness. Everybody acts like a Victrola's outdated, but no one asks when you're going to run out of electricity. The ka-chunk kick of a ghetto blaster won't be outdone by downloading, so stop running around acting like you don't need shoulders to carry your music. I'll be there when they send all the soldiers rowing at once, bows aimed at heaven, at the satellites, at something beyond your own dull drone. You can find me, my name chiseled out of radius, out of waves and circles. Call me Mockingbird, but my name is the wireless. My father was a Tesla coil, and my mother was a lullaby. Just follow the sound of my voice and keep the rhythm, right? Right? Just listen. I've got so many songs to tell you.
So, you just heard a surf tune from Adam Foam, and you're about to hear History from the Future, which is a track from Pump Your Concrete, and it was mastered by Shane Murbeck. These pairings have a Murbeck theme to them, I would say.
Chuck, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be playing something that I actually mastered inside the Murbeck's house, which is a tune called Haircut According to the Laws of Chance. Recorded back around 2002 or 2003.
Yeah, another deep cut from the foam.
Another deep cut from the foam. You're really getting the vault.
The Murbeck vault.
The vault hits. Yep. And these are the last tracks of our Pod Blast tonight. I want to encourage you to buy our records and...
be our friends.
Be our friends. But mainly buy our records and... stay tuned for the Yes Wave Rainbow.
Come to Blast.
This is the permanent ad. It would play for each call.
The current time is 2:52 p.m. The current temperature is 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
This is the current conditions forecast with TV News Identification. Goodbye message.
Hello, ancestors. I've come here to give you a book called The Future. It's a quick read, even for you old abacus-eyed cave toads. Page 1, space aliens. Page 2, the internet. All the other pages are blank. This is a warning for the empty pages being filled in as we gather up our lung dust here. You see, you cowboys are living on the frontier lines. 2007 was the year the manifold bared its skull. The year peeled back its follicle-dusted fields and showed us the zeros and ones the dreams are made of. Humans became wee pods of mirror. Shuffle, shuffle.
Shuffling reflections of themselves across the wires until their movements looked real enough.
All the cigarette pants and silhouettes posed like skyscrapers until headphone vines grew up to ears like ivy blossom soundtracks. You hear, collecting, listening, you might become cinema, might become celluloid dissolving and giving away to the white, white screen of cloudy sky. I didn't click back here to preach, though. Just wanted to tell you some things. For instance, the Wikipedia's list Steve Jobs as Johnny Appleseed. The future school children will learn him like Eli Whitney. Everyone will know what he invented, but no one will remember why it's important. The last almanac says that in 2003, many of you erected baseball card shrines to yourselves, amassed a small cult following, and in 2073, strangers will leave digital frankincense and candle wax. If you play your cards right, shuffle, shuffle, the temples won't water.
Lay the foundation of your personality perfectly even. If you cement mix your statistics, heroes, favorite movies, your body type smoothly enough, every last one of you will die sacred.
So don't be shark jumpers. Click. Be scripture. Be scripted. Fake. You are celebrity. It is already written. You are stars. So shine. My almanac lists 2085 as the year when your children collect the good seasons of your youth, trying to shuffle click catch you, glamour pussed, golden, photo booth with red plastic cup mouths, catching attention in your gloves, the old pastimes. You will be grandparents, milk-eyed inheritance givers, funeral processions, part tabloid, part epitaph, your favorite quote, semi-permanent, etched in loving memory by those that touched your analog wrinkled skin. In 2142, the almanac says the children learn you Wild West, call you quick draw pioneers, call you desert treaders of mine, call you pony expression, light speed postal service, call you wall post, outpost, galloping with wireless muscles, the children call you those of many faces, quicksand forgotten but build you holy. All of you will be archangeled in the shifting mausoleums. You will rest in Wirebox Tomb, I Memorial, until 2486, when the sea gets amnesia from swallowing the last blood true American and softens stone to erase your voice from the annals of sound wave. But back to now, and why you're hearing this message. Soon, everyone will lose interest in rocking chairs. The porches will corrode, but the bunkers and silos will survive. You're architects of me, and you're building history right now with your ears. You see, the only for-shores of the future are space aliens and the internet. Even as you're listening to this, I'm not tinting your path rosy glass eyelidded. I'm just clicking back here to tell you that this is the year the borders break or rise thicker skin than baseball gloves. I am History Book Digital. I want to tell you. Mexico is not the high school sweetheart you think you'll marry. You will dump her the night you go to a party a few towns over. You will meet Islam, your first wife. your first domestic abuse scandal. You will forget Mexico and her taut muscle hands carrying you home every night while you stammer out drunk go home and speak with my tones. You will build walls. You will break it off by changing status, shifting citizen, shuffle love, clicking it's complicated. This is what's written now, but you're erasing it. Maybe not tonight, here, but you will edit it every day, unknown. It's not worth alarming you to the heart attack war should bring at middle age, or the story-perfect change of heart you could have, Ebenezer Eyes. No. I'm just tonguing possibility into your cheeks. I'm altering the book by telling you this. I'm digging wormholes. So I will preach now. Just one commandment.
Tangle fingers instead of phone cords.
Do you still have phone cords? Did they abandon the pianos yet to the graveyards? I will not songbook you rattlesnakers, but if you tangle, tangle in the shuffle storm, and love so the walls don't grow skins, you will keep the hate militia and religion of self from weed walking through the garden so the statues might keep their limbs. Click. Just tend. Just be tender. Don't be click. If you forget what's real, don't worry. Reason was the first epidemic. In my time, no one remembers that alchemy was the first antidote, turning logic into fool's gold, or that magic went the way of medical leeches. You would do well to unreason. The 0100 grids are your chicken pox. Your grade school quests for objective truth shuffle 01001010 around the neighborhood so you don't click shingles in 2073. Don't bubonic in the Bluetooth century. Scratch now. If you don't hologram me into forgetfulness, you won't Darfur your children to the graveyards. We are a wire-bound humanhood umbilical. If you don't hi-fi like your parents and don't pat your back for trying, you might click forsake the graveyards. You might ascend digital. You might Lazarus.com breathe. I just came to give you this book and let you know that the blank pages fill themselves when your feet shuffle, shuffle out to the street and lift.
Shuffle, shuffle out to the street and lift. We'll be right back.